That's the Sugar Babes there and a track called Shape. You're listening to East Point Radio. Great to have the pleasure of your company as always. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are here for you. Now, at this point, on a Monday, we have a feature entitled
Anglia
In Focus,
where we talk to folk across the East Anglian region about activities and various events which are taking place across the area. And I'm hoping now that on the line, joining us live on the programme, is going to be Paul Wilkinson, who's the president of the Lowestoft East Point Rotary Club. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning. Morning, glad to be here.
It's great to have the pleasure of your company on the programme. Now, we're going to be talking, of course, about the Santa sleigh routes in just a few moments' time. But I do know that you've been very busy fundraising, haven't you, with the race night. Tell us about it.
Yes, we had a race night back in October. And one of the things that we do when we organise things like quizzes and race nights, we look for good causes in our local area to support. And we decided that this year we would support the East Anglian Children's Hospice. And we have some very generous sponsors who help us out when we do our race night. And on the evening, we managed to raise just under £2,000. And our club decided before the event that we would round it up to whatever figure. So we made it to £2,000. And then as a club, we also decided to use some of our funds from last year's Santa sleigh to actually double the money. So we contributed £4,000 this year to the East Anglians Children's Hospice.
Wonderful. Now, I think that, you know, all the fundraising, which I know the Rotary do literally across the area every year, I'm sure it's going to be so much appreciated by the East Anglia's Children's Hospices, or each for short, of course, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, we raise money for mainly good local causes, because as a club, we decided some years ago that our area was quite a needy area, and we felt that the bulk of our money should be returned into our local community. We obviously support good causes beyond Lowestoft and across East Anglia, but also internationally, doing things like buying shelter boxes which get sent to areas of the world which have maybe suffered earthquakes, tsunamis, etc., those natural disasters that leave people with nothing. So we do our good cause support, buying, say, shelter boxes, water aid, supporting those as well. But mainly our resources we do try and use locally.
Now, you mentioned local businesses. I'd imagine that you have a lot of local businesses who are very keen to be involved with the Rotary to help you with your fundraising activities.
Yes, they come out whenever we call, really, and we're exceedingly grateful. Is it possible to name some of them?
Please do.
Our sponsors for the race night, which between them raised almost £1,500, were people like Cunningham's, DGB Developments, The Finance Shop, Carpet Kingdom, InsureLink, Knights Estates, Mitchell's Garage, Norton Peskets, Oldman Homes. All of those people were contributing towards our race night, and many of them do so annually. It's not just a one-off for many of them. They support us when we come calling. And I would mention Mitchell's particularly, because they have a big part to play, and again, they've done it for years, in helping us get our sleigh roadworthy, to take Santa out to see the children every December. So they take the sleigh in, they give it a health check, they make sure it's fit to go out on the road, and we're exceedingly grateful to them for that work that they do to support us.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. Now, I know that very soon, of course, you're going to be starting your Santa sleigh routes, aren't you, across the area? Now, this has got to be a wonderful activity for everybody to get involved with, the local community, and it creates such a wonderful atmosphere, doesn't it, in the lead up to Christmas. When do your Santa sleigh routes actually start?
At the moment, the sleigh is being garaged and prepared to go out, and we're hoping to be ready, well, not hoping, we will be ready, to go out on Sunday the 8th of December. And we're going to start, as we often do, at the south end of town on Sunday the 8th. And all our sessions, when we do go out, are sort of mid-late afternoon into the early evening. And we're starting in the South Lowestoft area, covering areas along Westwood Avenue, Homefield Avenue, Pinewood, mainly around the sort of Kirkley area. And that's going to be our first session on Sunday the 8th. And then we're going to go out on the 10th, on Tuesday the 10th, and that's when we're going to go into the north part of town. We'll be starting somewhere near the football ground, Lowestoft Town's ground, and then working our way northwards up through St. Peter's Street, Ipswich Road, heading up towards Yarmouth Road, and then working our way back down through Beresford Road and Love Road. Our third session is going to be on the Thursday the 12th of December. And for that one, we're going to be in Alton Broad. We'll be working our way from the area near the spa shop in Hall Road, and we'll be working our way up towards Sands Lane, zigzagging across many of the roads that will lead us up that way. On Saturday the 14th of December, we're going to be doing the what we call Rosedale, but we start at the in the car park at the co-op on Ashburnham Way, and we work our way around that area, Framfield Road, Uplands Close, Ninfield, Appledore, Longmeadow Walk. So that's the Saturday the 14th, and then on Sunday the 15th we'll be starting off somewhere near the railway station and then heading up into the Norwich Road area, Harvey Street, Selby Street, Norwich Road, Beckham Road, working our way up towards the football ground where we would finish along that road. And then on Monday the 16th of December, that's when we start on Aldwick Way. There's a lot of houses along there with children, so we love to do that particular road. Before we then cross over onto the Bloodmoor Estate, where we do the Dales, you know, Colsterdale, Deepdale, Abbeydale, Easedale, etc., finishing in Porch Close. And then on Wednesday the 18th of December, we then get into the area off Hollingsworth Road. So we start near the Tesco Express there on Hollingsworth Road, and then we head off into Europa Road and work our way around Montgomery Avenue, Smashett Road, Rumborough Road, Western Road, finishing in Mount Batten Road. And our final one where we go around the streets of Lowestoft, that's on Thursday the 19th of December, and that's where we start at the top of Southwall Road in South Lowestoft, and we work our way around Beaconsfield, Lovewall, Anchor Road, Lawn Road, and finishing off actually at the top of Lawn Park Road. We actually do three statics at the end of all of that, if that's not enough. Asda kindly led us on their forecourt on the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th of December. We only do up till lunchtime on the 24th. We think everybody's probably had enough by then, and we appreciate that Santa needs to leave early and get away with his reindeer for that particular evening. But we start at about 9:30 in the morning, and on the 22nd and 23rd, at Santa would be around till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the Sunday and Monday, but we'll finish earlier, of course, on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Because Santa needs to get away.
Quite so, yes. It's absolutely fantastic. Now, I know you've given us a lot of dates there, and we have to say that the local Bugle magazine, through Neil Sutton, they are actually going to publish all those dates which you've been telling us, so folks can obviously make sure that they find all the information out. So it will be in the November edition of the Bugle. So that's all up and coming. So plenty of opportunity for people to find out more about all the various places which you're going to be visiting with the Santa sleigh, isn't it?
Yes, we will send the routes or the fully detailed routes through to people like the Lowestoft Journal. Hopefully they'll publish it in the next week or so. We'll also put it on our East Point Rotary Facebooks. We get a lot of people obviously looking us up. They know that our regular visitors to the sleigh, and we'll be looking them up, I'm sure, through our Facebook, which they've done. And many follow us. One of the difficulties we have is that whenever we set off, and we try and set off, as I say, mid-late afternoon, we get lots of people wanting to have selfies with Santa, which can slow us up a little bit on our routes, and people can get a little bit impatient with us. But we hope they bear with us while we stop and let the children have their photograph taken with Santa and the sleigh, which of course is what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, as you say. And of course, it's a great fundraising activity as well, isn't it? So you're going to be collecting, I take it, on all the routes for the Rotary Club.
Yes, we hope that we have about 8 or 9 people with us with buckets knocking on doors, and it is our main fundraiser. And what never ceases to amaze me, I've been doing this since 2012 with the club, is just how generous the people of Lowestoft are. They're quite phenomenal, really, in how much they give. I mean, we probably raise something in the region of about £8,000 a year through our Santa sleigh. And as I've said before, the bulk of that we feed back into our local communities. So it's quid pro quo, in a sense. The people give generously, and we try and give generously back to our own community in the most part.
Yeah, it certainly sounds wonderful. As I say, I do know that your fundraising activities are absolutely phenomenal, and everybody can benefit. Now, can we just talk a little bit about the Lowestoft East Point Rotary Club? Now, I understand you've got some 22 members, 19 men and 3 females at this moment in time. Are you looking for new membership?
Rotary is always on the lookout for new membership. And it's certainly something which all our Rotary clubs are. We have 3 Rotary clubs operating in Lowestoft, and we meet, for instance, on a Tuesday evening. Now, for some people, Tuesday evening would be a real problem, but we have a Rotary club that meet at Park Hill on a Wednesday lunchtime, and if that suited, people could do a lunchtime on a Wednesday. We have another club that meet at the Hatfield Hotel on a Monday night, and people could equally go there if Monday was the most suitable night for them. But at East Point, we meet at the Victoria Hotel on a Tuesday, starting our meetings at 6:30. The majority of members have a meal, but some don't. You don't have to have a meal if you don't want to. We frequently have speakers. And some of our meetings without a speaker, we do what we call Rotary Business, a rum meeting. That's not the alcohol, but it's a Rotary Update meeting where we'll talk about projects that have happened and what can we do to make them better next time. We'll talk about up-and-coming projects and start all our planning. But we're always in need of help and more support, and particularly on the Santa sleigh. You know, we're going to do 8 sessions out on the road. We need at least 8 or 9 people each night. That's, you know, 64 plus people, individual walkers, will be required. And if anybody's interested in helping us, they'd be more than welcome. All they need to do is to make touch, and I'd be happy to leave some contact details with you for anybody who might like to get involved with our Santa sleigh this year, but other projects going forward, and maybe coming to have a look at what else we do and what Rotary is about.
Certainly. Now, can we give out some of those contact details, either phone numbers or, as I say, how can people find out about you on, say, social media, for instance?
OK, well, my mobile number for people to get in touch would be 077 077 48 101. That's my mobile number. And if they want to email me, it's all lowercase, paul.wilk53@btinternet.com. And people would be more than welcome to make direct contact with me. They can look our website up, and there's a way they can contact through East Point Rotary's website. That's contact information there. As I've already said, the East Point Rotary Facebook, look that up, and you'll find details in there as well about making contact with us.
That's good. But, now, I'm going to ask you for those details again in a few moments, Paul, but Rotarians are basically people of action who use their time, energy and passion to make a difference to their communities, as you've been saying. And Rotary is a way of increasing your circle of friends and having fun also, isn't it?
Well, very much so. If you can't have fun doing it, then why would you? And certainly we try to have as much fun as we can. We've done things like having Olympic event nights where we do some very strange games for gold medals. We have camel racing nights. So trying to have some fun while we've got some camaraderie and talking together. But then it's also about that planning and trying to help people maybe who are not as in good a position as we are. Mm-hmm. And haven't had the breaks we have, because whatever your circumstances in life, there's always somebody somewhere else worse off than you are. And that's certainly a mantra that we try to go with, that whoever we are. And some people can give a lot of time to Rotary. Some people can only give maybe an hour or two a week. It doesn't matter. I mean, at my club, we only meet alternate weeks. We meet the first, the third, and if there's a fifth Tuesday of the month. So some people get a bit worried because they think, oh, I haven't got a lot of time to give. Well, it doesn't matter. People give what they can, and that's the most important thing. Yes, having fun, but also we're always on the lookout for what we would call the good causes to support. I mean, one of the ones that the three Rotary clubs involved in is Dictionaries for Life. And this is where every year three pupil in all the schools in Lowestoft are offered an Usborne dictionary every September time. So that's usually between sort of 850 and 1,000 dictionaries that we get in. And we go out to the schools and hand them out to the year three pupils to help with literacy. So that's just another example of one of the things that Rotary gets involved in.
Certainly is. Now, a lot of people don't appreciate that Rotary was basically started by Paul Harris in Chicago way back in 1905, I understand. And there's some 1.4 million members worldwide, including about 40,000 in the UK and Ireland alone. That's phenomenal, isn't it?
It is. Rotary's reach is very good, and certainly for people who travel a lot. I mean, for instance, my wife and I, we holidayed in Thailand some years ago, and we made arrangement to visit a Rotary club in Thailand. I found out only back about 6 or 7 years ago that my grandfather had been in Rotary, which I never knew, and he lived at Consett, which is an old steel town in the northeast of England. Mm-hmm. And so visiting that area, again, I made contact with the Consett Rotary Club, and my wife and I went to visit them, and I said that my grandfather had been a member of the club, which is why I'd come to visit. And a chap put his hand up, and he was in his 90s, and he said, I used to work with your granddad at the local steelworks, which was phenomenal. And another chap said, I used to live next to your granddad, and I can remember you, Paul, as a young lad, coming to visit your grandparents.
It's a small world.
The contacts are incredible. So if you're working across East Anglia or across Great Britain, you can visit any of the Rotary clubs in those areas or internationally. So it's like a big family. You're always welcome at a Rotary club if you're a member. Maybe for business people who network across a region or a national size scale or international, again, there are opportunities and contacts there for you.
Certainly are now. It's a wonderful organisation. And once again, Paul, I'm going to ask you to give out those contact details for people wanting to find out more about the Santa sleigh runs and also the Rotary Club itself. How can they best do that? Give us those details again.
Okay, they can make direct contact with me on my mobile, which is 077-077-48101, or they can email me. It's lowercase, and it's paul.wilk53@btinternet.com. And if people are looking for us with our Santa sleigh, they can go to East Point Rotary Facebook, and we will have the routes and information about Santa sleigh on there shortly. They can also, hopefully, look in the Lowestoft Journal maybe next week, or Friday the 6th. So we'll pass the information to the journal and hopefully it'll be in there for people to find as well.
That sounds great. And that'll also be in the local Bugle magazine, who I know are going to be publishing all the details in their December issue. So that's great. Paul, can I thank you for joining us live here on East Point Radio today? It's been very informative to find out all about the Santa sleigh routes, which are going to be starting very, very soon, in fact, on Sunday the 8th of December, and going through right through to the 19th of December, plus you've got a couple of extras in there, which you were telling us about. So many thanks to Paul, and I know that lots of people are going to enjoy seeing the Santa sleighs going around the area, and it's their opportunity to support the Lowestoft East Point Rotary Club with donations to help you with all the good work which you do throughout the year.
Very kind. Thank you very much indeed, and I wish all your listeners a very happy and healthy Christmas and New Year.
And the same to you, Paul. Thank you very much for joining us live on the programme today.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
There we've been talking to Paul Wilkinson, who's the president of the Lowestoft East Point Rotary Club, all part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
here on East Point Radio.